You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
1FM, live and local. I'm now handing over to Tony Benbow. Tony.
Hello, Liz.
Yes, we're here tonight. Isn't that amazing? Technology's amazing when the right switches are hit.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Listeners, I'd like to introduce Tony Benbow. Tony is the chairman of the Australian Lions Foundation and is very heavily involved in supporting people in Queensland and New South Wales in these terrible flood disasters that are still happening as we speak. Now, Tony, what's happening at the moment regarding the disasters?
Thanks, Liz, and to your listeners tonight. As you could imagine, the impact of the disasters is dramatically changing on a daily basis. We saw last week that Queensland was starting to clean up a little bit, particularly in the towns area of Lismore and others. And then, of course, heavy rains came back again and they got all evacuated. Now, we're seeing in Sydney and surrounding areas, they're seeing the impact as the rains come down. So it's a really an ongoing devastation that we're seeing at the moment. But the foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of all Lions clubs around Australia, has raised at the moment about $1 million in support of all of those that are impacted. And as of today, through our Lions network, who are working with people on the ground, for the victims that have been impacted, we've been able to provide at least $350,000 already in grants to our Lions clubs to administer. And because they know what's going on, they're in that position to be able to organise and support, arrange for supply of white goods, bedding, vouchers for essential needs and support, cleaning materials, even fodder and so forth, and help for school kids that have been impacted through schools where their computers have been lost, their uniforms have been damaged and things like that. So this is going to be an ongoing type of investment in Lions for a while to come.
I understand that, Tony, and I know there's still a lot of money to come in from Lions clubs, particularly around the V5 and V6 areas. I know there's a lot of clubs, like our own club out at Tungamar, who are still busily fundraising and to send that money off. We've sent some, but we've got a lot more to come yet. Now, how can we be sure, Tony, that all this money gets to the right people?
Well, thanks, Les, and it's a great question, and I get asked this quite a lot, and I'm very proud to say, and to the benefit of listeners, one of the things that Lions is all about is integrity. And when a person donates something to a Lions club, be it, you know, when they go through and give a donation or thereabouts, they can be guaranteed that, you know, every dollar, 100% of that dollar goes to the cause that's there. And the great thing about it is it's our Lions and our Lions clubs on the ground that administer it. They're all volunteers. They don't take anything out, as does the foundation. All of the directors of the foundation are volunteers, and we're all Lions as well. So we operate under the same ethos. So we're very, very proud that we know that, you know, of the $1 million that's raised at the moment, as I said, 350 plus has gone out, and by the end of this, we will have used every dollar up in providing that support to everybody who's out there in the needed areas.
Yes, I guess the clubs on the ground, they really know what's happening. And if I go back a few years, the terrible floods that came through Tungamar, it'd probably be 10 or 12 years ago, and we had a lot of money all of a sudden to hand out to people, and it was just great to be able to help out those who were in need. And it's just a great feeling, and it's what Lions is all about, and I guess any of the service organisations. I suppose, Tony, one of the disappointing things would be when you started to clean up some of these areas, especially around Lismore, and then all of a sudden everybody had to step back and wait because it all came back again. That would have been very disheartening.
Yeah, it was, and I was actually talking to some of our club members up in Lismore only earlier on in this week, and they had been on the ground every day. They had been providing food for all of the evacuees that were in the centres. They were providing food, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner to the ADF personnel that were helping cleaning up, and the multitude of volunteers as well doing the same. All organised, great support from the local community, and then suddenly the rain comes and they get the evacuation order to move out. The place where they were working from was flooded again. So they're now reassessing and hoping that they're going to be coming back. But even though they might have been out of the area, typical of what the Lions are doing up there, they're working in the background, working out who needs what and what we can do. Community has been absolutely fantastic. If we use that area as an example, people delivering food for the Lions to use for the various meals. Gentlemen came in the other day and delivered 100 loaves of bread, which allowed them to make sandwiches for everybody for lunch on that day. Community, you know, we talk about Australians and resilience and our Lions on the front line. That's what it's all about.
It's all about resilience, and sometimes you feel that Australians are losing that resilience, but my word, when there's a disaster, you realise that all the good parts of Australia are still there, and they're not very far below the surface either, and they do come together and make such a great contribution to everything. And yeah, I must say I'm very proud of our Lions right across the whole world, actually. And yeah, I read a little snippet in a newspaper the other day that in the Ukraine, Ukrainian Lions are actually distributing food and medical supplies that have been sourced from Lions International. Now, that's an incredible thing that only rated 2 inches in a newspaper, but I think it should have rated a lot more than that. That's a pretty significant thing. And this is going on all over the world, not just in wars, but all these disasters and illnesses.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And you know, you just raised an issue about the Ukraine. Lions have only 10 Lions clubs in the Ukraine. Many of them have been impacted themselves, but yet they're out there working, you know, as hard as our people are working here on the front lines in the flood areas, but they're providing help and assistance as the best they can. And the neighbouring country Lions clubs are all working together. The community, you know, even in Australia, as we've seen it, the community organisations, our corporate partners and things like that know that Lions can deliver, and if they make commitment, they keep it. And we are very proud of that and of the support that we get worldwide.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. The Australian Lions Foundation do a tremendous job, not just in helping in disasters, but helping people around Australia with grants to develop projects and make their communities a far better place to live in. And it's just an awesome setup to be part of, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'm a very proud Lion of 35 years of membership, and I'm always amazed at what the Lions clubs around, particularly Australia, can achieve and do, and particularly when these times that we're experiencing at the moment is no different to when we had those horrific bushfires back in 2019. What was achieved and seen by the Lions clubs involved, you know, as a brief example, the foundation raised over $4.6 million. Mm. And throughout that whole time, it's spent that money, it's put it all back into the community, projects, sustainable projects and support. And our Lions have been the ones that have been administering them and have been making sure it happens. So how could you not be proud?
Well, you do, because I can remember driving up to Jinjalik and cooking tea for the BlazeAid volunteers with a group of our own Lions from Tungamar, and that happened two or three times. And some of them actually drove home that particular evening, but I was lucky enough to have a bed for the night. But it certainly does open your eyes as to what can be done and the range of the disaster and the way they look after one another. It's just fantastic.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, but anyway, Tony, look, thanks for the very brief update this evening. Did you have anything else to add?
No, look, just to say thank you, Les, and if any of your listeners would like to support the Foundation and the Lions Clubs in the field, we would love any donation to come through. Our website is www.alf.org.au, and on that website there's a donate link. Any donations, $2 and over, are tax deductible, and you can be guaranteed that every dollar will go where it's needed. So thanks for the opportunity to talk tonight, Les, and to your listeners. It's great.
And thanks so much, Tony, for your time. I know you're a very busy man, and it's just great that we can ring you at home and say, hey, Tony, can you do an interview on 1FM tonight or tomorrow night? It's just lovely the way that you make yourself available at all times. You take care out there, and good luck with the rest of the disaster. I hope everything comes together very quickly, and I'm sure that if it takes time, there's plenty of Lions clubs out there who would be only too happy to assist. But anyway, you have a great evening, and just take care.
Thanks very much, Les, and thanks to all your listeners. Keep safe.
Thanks, Tony. Okay, bye now. Hooroo.
Broadcasting live 24/7 across the Greater Valleys. This is 1FM.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing, and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety, it's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GV's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT
11819. 1FM sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.